Beauty starts in your mind, not in your mirror. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we learn about how to look and feel better with natural anti-aging foods. Enjoy.
You know, I think we all agree, when you look good, you feel good. And as I'm sure you've experienced, you know, updating your hairstyle, getting a spa treatment, or spending a few extra minutes in front of the mirror in the morning can certainly elevate your look. Now, that being said, nothing can replace the appearance-boosting benefits of proper nutrition. And if you have any doubt about that, I recently posted an Instagram picture of me taken 11 years ago and another picture of me taken just recently, and did a little contest to see who looked older, younger. But the point of all of that is, no matter how you voted, and thank you for voting that I looked younger, if you look, I have not aged in 11 years. And personally, I think I've de-aged. And if you look at me in the mid-90s, to now, 25 or more years ago, I actually look much younger than I did when I was 45. And I'm a whole lot older than that. So I'm living proof, and I practice it every day, that nutrition is actually the number one factor in how you age and actually how your skin ages. Now, I'll give you an example. Years ago, actually in the mid-90s, my wife Penny had actually quite a bit of sun damage on her chest. And I know a lot of you worry about that. In fact, if you look at her now, she has no sun damage. She has no wrinkles there. How the heck did she do that? And how the heck did I do this? Well, we didn't go have treatments. We didn't have laser. We didn't have anything. We just changed what we ate and added a few supplements. And I'm going to talk about some of those things that you can do every day. So here are my 5 beauty tips. Doctor approved for beautiful hair, skin, and nails. There's one protein out there that's essential to beautiful hair, skin, and nails, and that protein is collagen. It's actually the most abundant protein in the human body, and it's made in all mammals and all animals, but it's not made in plants. So one of the things right away, if you see some jar that says plant collagen, you can actually put it back because it does not contain collagen. Now, everybody wants to have collagen, and so the big trend is, okay, I got to have bone broth for collagen. You don't have to have bone broth for collagen. You make collagen out of certain amino acids, and as long as you get those amino acids in your diet, you will make collagen. Now, why is that important? Because I realize there's this huge rage for bone broth. And while I have nothing against bone broth, and it's actually in a few of my recipes, the hype that you should take large amounts of collagen and then suddenly, instantaneously, you will make more collagen is actually not proven in studies. And that's actually very important. One of the things we all have to remember is we do not absorb collagen that we eat as collagen. We have to break down protein into individual amino acids. Those amino acids are then absorbed through the wall of our gut, and then they're rebuilt as we need them into the various proteins in our body. Now, since collagen is a very abundant protein in our body, we're building collagen all the time. But the thought that swallowing collagen builds collagen is unfortunately not true. But what you do need is you need a couple of amino acids to absolutely positively build collagen. One of them is L-lysine, and the other one is L-proline. Now, one of them is an essential amino acid. That means we can't make it. We actually have to eat it. The other one is a non-essential amino acid. That means we can build all we want from other amino acids. But there's some great sources that you should know about for these compounds. And as long as you're getting those compounds in your diet, you're going to have plenty of the materials to make collagen, whether or not you're eating bone broth or collagen supplements. So, for instance, the root vegetables like beets, like leeks, are great sources of these amino acids. It turns out that Parmesan cheese, yes, that longevity-producing cheese, is actually a great source of these as well. In fact, actually most milk products, as long as they're A2 milk products, are actually really good sources of these amino acids. Another fun fact, avocados are great sources of these amino acids. Nuts are also a good source of these amino acids. So, the long story short, if you're eating the plant paradox way, you're going to get plenty of these two building block amino acids to make collagen.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.